Yeshiv Yankiv Be'eretz Megure Yoviv Be'eretz Kenan. Yaakov settled in the land of these sojourns of his father in the land of Kenan. What is the pshat Be'eretz Megure Yoviv? There's a double lashon over here. Be'eretz Megure Yoviv Be'eretz Kenan. What does the Torah want to tell us over here? It's a double lashon. So there's two pshatim over here that could be said. There's numerous pshatim. We said pshatim in the past, but there's two pshatim that could be said over here. Number one, Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal says, we know that the Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim only for 210 years, whereas the Nevuah that was told to Avraham Avinu was Geri Yezarach Be'eretz Lo Lahem, Arba Me'eh Sham. So one of the terutzim is that we cheshbin the Golos Mitzrayim from Leidus Yitzchak. Why is it from Leidus Yitzchak? Why is there an Eretz Lo Lahem over there? The teretz is because there was the Kanani there with all of the Maisa, Avodah Zarah and the Tumah that they brought into Eretz Yisrael. So Yitzchak, who was the first of the Zera of Avram, he felt like a ger over there. So Mamela the Gerah started from over there. Had Yitzchak not felt like a ger over there, if he would have felt comfortable in Eretz Yisrael, you couldn't start the Golos from them. So that's what the Torah is telling us over here. The Yeshiv Yaakov Eretz Megure Aviv Eretz Kenan was in the land of the Megure Aviv where Yitzchak felt like a ger Eretz Kenan. And this could also be a little bit a remez. Bikish Yaakov Leishiv B'Shalva. Yaakov Avinu wanted to live B'Shalva in Eretz Yisrael. But that would contradict the whole concept of the Geirus in Eretz Yisrael. Kavod Sol Avruzei Shal Yosef. So therefore the Torah is telling us over here that he came to Eretz Megure Yoviv and the Geirus had already started and there was no mokum to live B'Shalva in Eretz Yisrael. That's one way of the Herring Eretz Megure Yoviv. So if he this pshat, even though he was in the land of Canaan, over there was still the union of Geirus there. Then there's another pshat based on a Malbim in Parshas Ve'era. The Malbim in Parshas Ve'era, V'gam ha'kimoisi es brisi itom, v'oseis lohem es eretz kenoan, es eretz migurehem asher goruva. So what does it mean, eretz migurehem? Taish the Malbim, that the reason why Eretz Yisrael was given to the Avos HaKadoshim, because they lived in Olam Hazel like Geirim. This was not the Iker land. This was not the Iker place. The Iker place was Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is Daima L'Praizdar, Olam Haba is Daima L'Traklin. And this was only a temporary place, and they were never Kavua over here. Because they felt like Gerim B'Olam Hazeh, Eretz Yisrael is the perfect land for them. Because Eretz Yisrael is a Ruchni Yizdika land, it's a land like no other. It's a land where the Shechinah dwells, it's a land of Kiddushah, it's a land where there's gulas with tremendous chachman aliyah. And that's why it was given especially to the Avos. Why? Because they felt like they were Gerim B'Olam Hazeh. So that's the pshat over here, Be'eretz Megure Yoviv, Be'eretz Kenan. Because Yitzchak lived like a Gerim, the Avos HaKadoshim lived like Gerim, that's why there was Zoichet to Eretz Kenan. Eila Tovus Yankiv, these are the children of Yankiv, Yosef and Shvaz Reishona, Hoyeroya Esechel Batzain, used to pasture the sheep with his brothers, who now has been a billionaire say other by Yove Yosef as the Bosom Royal Aviam. Yosef used to bring their bad tidings to their father. The Yisrael Ohaves Yosef Mikol Bonov, Ki Benzekunim Hulay, the also like Sinus Passim. So Chofetz Chaim just makes a comment over here. It's Muchach from the Pasuk that Yaakov Avinu was not Mekabel the Lashon Hara. Because it doesn't say over here that Yaakov loved Yosef because the brothers did things wrong, and Yosef was better than them. Kiven zikunim ulay. Whatever the pshat that Rashi says, b'achakim, or he was born in his zikna, or whatever, but it had nothing to do with the fact that Yosef brought the basam ra. Right? So the Torah is made that to us. Because Yosef brought lashon hara, he gave his father a bad impression of the brothers, and mimele he loved them better. Nay, he loved them kiven zikunim ulay, and that was it. Rashi brings down over here that Yosef told his father, Yaakov Avinu, that the brothers ate Avram and Achai. So you have to understand, what was the pshat? Did the brothers talk to eat Avram and Achai? How's that shaykh? Elmai, they didn't. So what was Yosef talking about? How can he say they ate Avram and Achai? They didn't eat Avram and Achai. So it's different pshatim that it said over here, the Parshas Drachim ki yadua. He says that we know that a behema, after it's killed, after it's geshachten, if it's mefar cheses, if it moves around, so that's mutter to Bnei Yisrael, because Bnei Yisrael, you need a shechita, v'zehu. Once you did the shechita, the animal's mutter. Over by Bnei Noyar, by Goyim, you don't have the heter of mefar cheses. So this was a machloikis between Yosef and the brothers. They ate mefar cheses. They took an aver off of the mefar cheses. The brothers held that they already had the din of Bnei Yisrael, Mimele mefar cheses is mutter. But Yosef held they still had the din of Bnei Noyach, and mefar cheses is also. That's the Parshas Drachim is mahalach. It's also you do the Shalom HaKadosh. Shalom HaKadosh says that the brothers created a behemah from a Sefer HaYetzirah. Sefer HaYetzirah with the different Tzirah for Oisius, it's Soid, Kabbalah, and they created created animals, you know, with the tzirah of whatever. And it looked like they were ripping limbs off of live animals. And this is also, by the way, how Yosef thought they were mevazah the Bnei HaShvachas. Because the Bnei HaShvachas also wanted to know the secret. And they said that these soydis are only given over to miyuchasim. So that was the meaning of being mevazah the Bnei HaShvachas. Apparently Yosef was not aware that these were animals created by Sefer HaYetzirah, and mainly at times it was Abraham and Achan. But the Maral in Gur Aryeh says, we're not talking about over here a Gashmi is the Abraham and Achai. We're talking about a Ruchni is the Abraham and Achai. The Hain, Yosef, because he is the Iker of the Toldos, he is the body of Klal Yisrael. And each one of the other Shvatim were different Evarim that were attached to that body. Because these Shvatim were very strong-minded, and each one had their own Bazundra Kaikas, so each one wanted to go their own way, and not be Mechubar, and not be Mevatel Lidaz to Yosef. But Yosef, on the other hand, held that that's a Bechin of Abram and Achai. We're all part of one Guf. And I am the Iker, which he was, we'll see in a minute, right? And they were trying to break away from that, and not being Machmir themselves to him. That's a Bechin of Ruchni, is the Abram and Achai, pulling apart from the Achdus of the entire body. What's talking the Pshat that Yosef was the Roish? The Torah says Yosef was a Zivei Kunim Shal Yaakov Avinu. Yosef was the Shleimus of Yaakov Avinu in a miniature. I once mentioned, the Shem Yishmuel says that Yaakov Avinu's Madrega was too high for the Shvatim, that they should get a Shefa from him directly. So Yosef was the medium. The bracha went through Yosef, the Yosef who hamashbir, and through him the hashvah came to the brothers. But it was only able to come through him because he was the Zivei Kunim, he was a miniature of Yankiv, and he was Kailu all of Yankiv. Whereas the brothers, each one had a different chaluk of Yaakov's milus. So Yosef held that because they were not machmir themselves to him, they were in the bechina of Abram and Achai, or Ruchni Zika Abram and Achai. Vayachalom Yosef chalayim. Yosef dreamt the dream by Yagid L'Echav. By Yosef Voitznoy Yosef, they continued hating him. By Yomer Aleihem, Shimuna HaChalayim Azeh Asher Chalamti. By Yomer L'Echav, HaMoleh Zimbal Echaleinu, and Mashal Timshal Banu. By Yosef Voitznoy Yosef, HaChalayim Yosef Valdvar. So then, by Yisapri Alavi V'Echav, by Yigar Bayov, by Yomer Aleihem, Ma HaChalayim Azeh Asher Chalamti. So Rav Yankov Meir Zonnenfeld, I believe he was the son of Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, he asks a question: why is it that the brothers only, they told him how Mashal Timshal Banu by the first Chalon? By the second Chalon they said nothing. You don't find that they commented on the second Chalon. Furthermore, it says by Yikanu Boyechav, why were they jealous of him? If a person goes around with demyanis, that I'm going to be the king, so you're jealous of such a person? Then he's Shabbal Gaivinig, maybe he doesn't know his place. But where was the kinna over there? Beikanu Beyechav. So two horrors. Number one, why didn't the brothers comment on the second chalayim? And number two, what was the kinna? It's not me, I have demyanis. That they thought, well, she told some, that this is what he thinks about by day. Mimele, he dreams about it by night. So Yaakov Meir Zonnenfeld says like this, that when Yosef told over the chaloyim to the brothers the first time, his kavanah was that they should be poser the chaloyim, because All of the chalaimis, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, kol ha-chalaimis holchem achar ha-peh. It also says that any chalaim that doesn't have a pisrim, it's like a letter that was not read. So he wanted the brothers to be paisa the chalaim. So when the brothers heard the tale of the first chalaim from Yosef, they got angry at him. They said, "Amolech timlech chalainu, and marshal tim shalbanu." That's exactly what Yosef wanted. That was the pisrim of the chalaim. And the brothers realized in retrospect that they did exactly what Yosef wanted them to do, and they gave him a pisrim, and now the chalaim, it's a good chance, is going to come true. So therefore, the second time, when he told it over, when Yaakov Avinu was there, they bedavki didn't say anything. But Yaakov Avinu went, and he said, Haboy Novoy, and he said it in anger to dispel any jealousy against them. So again, now there was a real pisrim. So now they were talking jealous. It wasn't only Demyanis. They had a pisrim from Yaakov Avinu. That's why they were jealous. Vayomer aleihem Reuven. Reuven said to the brothers, Al tishpichu dam. Don't spill any blood. Hashlichu oisei el habor hazeh. So Chofetz Chaim says, L'dover nifle. You see how the pasuk is made of the cheshbon HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with the person's actions, and he pays him back exactly l'fi his actions. The Torah is made over here that Reuven's kavana was l'mal hatzalei seim yodam l'ashivei alav. He had a good kavana to save him and to return him to his brothers. It comes out that his eitz over here was for the benefit of Yosef, and he saved him from the hands of the brothers. Ober l'maisin, that's him throwing him to the bar. He put Yosef in a tremendous hakana. Ha'boi reikein boi mayim. Darshanim chazal. Mayim ein boi alvon l'choshim ha'krov miyesh boi. And even though Reuven didn't know this, right, because if he would have known this, he's a Ritzayach. The Gemara says that if a person falls into a bar full of snakes and scorpions, you could be made, you know, to his wife that she's mutter to get married. So Be'etzem, Reuven didn't have kavanah for this, even though his machshava was l'toiva, but the Etzem action was an action which was not good for him. So on the one hand, his machshava was good. On the other hand, the Etzem action was not good. So let's take a look at the Mida Keneged Mida that came out from this act. Later on, when the brothers have to go down to Mitzrayim for food, Yosef said that if you don't bring Binyamin, I'm not going to give you anything, don't see me. So Reuven tells the Ankiv, Shnei Bonai Thomas, you can kill my two sons if I don't bring him back. So the Medrash says, Yaakov Avinu said, Bechor Shoitu, V'chibonav Heim V'loi Bonai, well, I want them to die. So you have to talk to understand, why did Reuven say that? And Reuven was not the Stamazai, Reuven was a Bar Seichel. Zok to Chofetz Chaim, the Indian is whatever leaves a person's mouth. Me Hashem ma'aneh dovar. Whatever comes out of a person's mouth from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except in matters of Yerushalayim and Tshuva, which comes out of a person's mouth, but Stam Dvorim, Me Hashem ma'aneh loshay. That comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says that because Reuven said, Shnei Banai Thomas, it was Niskayim and Dosan Bavirim. They stammed from Shevet Reuven. And that came from they Bedavka put the words in Reuven's mouth so that eventually it should come out in Dosan Bavirim. The Baal HaTurim says, as Shnei is Begamatria 761, and Elu Dosan Bavirim, if you put a Yud into Elu, it's 760, with the Kailu, it's 761. So he's taking Baal HaTurim. So it comes out that Reuven was a Goyrim, the Dosan Vavirim were Nifter. Why is that? Because he had Yosef thrown into a pit that was a Sakana. It ended up that Dosan Vavirim sunk into the ground and they were killed. Because his Machshava was good, Oin Ben Pelas, they're also Shnan from him, he had Hirhurei Tshuva, and Mele he was saved from going down L'Shoel Tach. So it comes out, the Etzem Maisa was bad, was Goyim Dosan Vavirim to sink into the ground. The Machshava was good, it was Goyim Hurei Tshuva. The name Oin Ben Pelas, Chazal say Oin, because for the rest of his life he sat by Ninus, he was crying over the fact that he did this Aveira. So Yamamar Siyad over Pella, how every single action is paid back exactly the way it was done. The Yosef who read Mitzrayim. Yosef was brought down to Mitzrayim. So the Medrash says, Yosef who read Mitzrayim, You could also read it, Hoyrid. He brought down Yaakov to Mitzrayim. Yosef was the goyim that Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim. And the Medrash gives a marshal. A marshal was big cow. They were trying to drag it to the Shechita house to get a geshach, and then it wouldn't go, and his people working on it, trying to push it and pull it. So one person thought of an Eitzah, let's take this cow's calf, the little cow, and move it in front of him, and the cow's going to follow him. And that's what they did. And that's what happened over here with Yaakov Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Yaakov Avinu under no circumstances will want to go down to Mitzrayim. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yosef down there first, and Memeila, Hareini Moshech has B'nai Lefonim, he's going to go after him, Al-Karka, you know. And the Shekhinah came down with him. There's also Gemara in the Sefer Shabbos, that Peitesa Midbeis, Roy Hoya Yankav Avinu Leirid, Limitzrayim B'shal Shaloy Shal Barza. It was Roy that Yankav Avinu should go down in iron chains. Elish Shusay Garmaloy. The Shus was Geirim, he didn't go down in iron chains, he went down because of Yosef. So that's what Zeichat Tzadik L'Rochi is Kimoy the Kikash. If you were to pose the two possibilities to Yaakov Avinu, what would he prefer? Would he prefer going down in iron chains and save himself the Tsar of Yosef being taken away from him for 20 years and putting Yosef in a Ruchni as the Kisakana and the whole hatred with the brothers, Medal's things? Or the name? You can go down the Kovit, but this way Yosef is going to be ripped away from you. You'll be in Avelus for who knows how many years. Yosef is going to be alone in Mitzrayim, and the Nesoyim of Eishes Paitifah and the Beis HaAsurim, one after another, all the Tzoras. Which one would Yaakov pick? Of course. Yaakov would rather go down Mishal Shalai Shal Barzel. So what's the pshat over here? The Schus of Yaakov is Gairim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, but Derech Kavod, he didn't have to go down Mishal Shalai Shal Barzel. Certainly Yaakov Avinu would have preferred this way. And the Meshech Chochmah says that any sinna and machloikis throughout the generations is rooted in the machloikis between the brothers. And this machloikis was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulling the strings and exacerbating the situation to get Yosef to be sold to Mitzrayim. So it means this was the goyim of all machloikis. Rabbi Chanan says that the blood libels that came throughout the generations was because of this blood libel with the being titled the Kusainis Madam. He ventured to say that the blood libels would be, this was the first blood libel. So Yaakov Avinu would not rather go down to Shal Shaloy Shal Barzel and avoid all of these tzaras. What's the pshat? Dr. Dessler, if Bnei Yisrael would have gone down to Mitzrayim like Avodim and Yaakov B'Shal Shaloy Shal Barzel, that means Yosef would have gone down together with them. Yosef would not have been there. He wouldn't have been a king over there. Yosef would not be able to give them the land of Goshen. They wouldn't have the separate land and for Shevet Levi to sit and learn all those years. There wouldn't be a Ruchni as Bechlal over there. Yosef wouldn't be able to pave the way for them in Mitzrayim. And who knows if they would have made it. So Enoch and Ami, for Yaakov Avinu's personal tzar, Zicha would have been less personal tzar, but ultimately for Klal Yisrael, the fact that Yosef was able to go down and pave the way for them, make it that the Mitzrayim should be mal themselves, to be machlish their koyach hataiva, and to be masker the Shem Hashem in Mitzrayim. That was a nice, Mitzrayim was Avi Avos HaTuma, and he got power to say the name of Hashem. That means he brought some hashbor there, and he brought Kedusha there, that the Bnei Yisrael were able to survive for 210 years. Ultimately, it was the schus of Yaakov that was Goyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make the goals happen in such a way. I also once heard a teretz, I forgot already from whom, that if Yaakov Avinu would have gone down to Shal Shaloy Shal Barzel, that would have so broken the Bnei Yaakov to see their father that way. It would have broken their whole shtolz, and they would have gone down to Mitzrayim broken, and they would not be able to stand up to the Nesyonis of Mitzrayim, to the Ruchos of the Zman. But the fact that they went down with Derech Kavod, and Yosef was mechabed them in Mitzrayim, and they had that shtolz, and they were able to stand up, and they shtelled avek in Mitzrayim, that you have to be proud of being a Yid. That was all the chelik of that shtolz. But if Yaakov Avinu would have gone down Mishal Shloi Shal Barzel, and they would have gone down as Avodim, that shtolz would not have been there. B'chol, I was thinking, Lufi, what we said last week, mentioned our Chaim HaKadosh, the Yaakov Avinu is the Merkava Shel Maila. And the tiniest move affects, it has tremendous, tremendous ramifications on the Bria. So could you imagine Yaakov Avinu going down to Shal Shalei Shel Bazel, and that would affect Yidden in the entire history? The little Gidan Rosha affected us, the different Pshatim and the Midrashim, how it affected us. But could you imagine if Yaakov Avinu would have gone down to Shal Shalei Shel Bazel, the whole Yaakov is taken captive? What that would mean for the history of Klal Yisrael. Hashem, if he's there, it was better that it happened this way. Those are just a couple of the hairs. Vayhiba Esahi, and it was at that time. Vayerid Yehuda Me'ezach, and Yehuda was put down. Why was he put down? Because they said, if you would have told us to bring Yosef back, we would have listened. So the Malbim Taich is over here. Malbim Taiches, what's Vayhiba Esahi? Says, hey Yos, Mechiris Yosef, that was the Haschola of Golus Mitzrayim. And Shivat Malchus in general. And Mitzrayim is the mother of all Goliaths. Mitzrayim is Koil of all the Goliaths. And this was a long chain of events now. After Mitzrayim was Golus Bavel, and after Golus Bavel was Golus Paras and Madai, and then it was Yavon and Edai. This was the beginning. So this was, the Chlol was the beginning of Golus for Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Refuah before the Makkah. Vayhiba Esahi, it was at that time where the Golus was about to begin. Vayerid Yehuda Meis Echov, Yehuda went down, and that started the whole Shtalshul as he married Shua, and it ended up, Aaron Einon died, and then he had the Maisa with Tamar, and that was the planting of the seed of the Melech HaMashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Refuah before the Makkah. And that's Peshat Vayhiba Esahi. At that time, when the Klal Yisrael was about to begin, before it began, HaKadosh Baruch already sent the ultimate refuah, and that was the planting of the seeds of the Melech HaMashiach. By Yosef, it says, Vayonos Vayetze HaChutz. This is one of the most peludic things, Shaykh. Where did Yosef have the Koiches HaNefesh? He's a 17-year-old boy. He's in a land of Avi Avos HaTumah. He's all by himself. He has nobody helping him. He has no chizuk from anybody. And here he's enticed to this terrible Aveira, and he's able to withstand it and rise above. Ad Kedei Kach, the Medrash says, that Hahimatronisa, there was this matron woman, a Choshevah woman, a Goyisha woman, she asked Rabbi Yosi, is it Shayach that Yosi was 17 years old and he was able to withstand, you know, his taivas at such an age, and all alone. So he took out a Sefer Bereishis. He started reading for the mice of Reuven and Bill, right? And the Torah speaks about it, you know, that he was choite. And then it brings down the mice of Yehuda and Tamar. She says, ma, doch Reuven and Yehuda, that they were ready to die. And they were Bereishis Aviyem, right? So it's a bigger time on them. And the Torah brings down their chayit. If Yosef would have been Chayte Kal V'Chaymer, right? It's not that much to be embarrassed about. He was all alone. He was in Mitzrayim. He was a 17-year-old. He was younger. So the Torah would have mentioned it. It's not as bizarre as the Torah says. He wasn't Chayte. So what's Taka the Pshat? How was Yosef able to withstand the Nisayim and not be Chayte? So that's how Taka say that Nirlo Itmus Yukoni Shal Yaakov. But the Sefer Eretz Tzvi, this is Agoyin HaTzadik, Rav Arye Tzvi Fromer of Kuziglov. Zeichet Tzadik B'Kodesh L'Brachi, he took over Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin after Rav Meir Shapiro was nifty. He was a Goyin Olam, an Ish Kodesh. He was never killed in the war. So he says the following. He says that B'derech HaTeva, it was Takin not Shayach for Yosef to be able to withstand the Nisayon. Of Reyid has koiches, big koiches hidden within him, L'maylam and Ateva. And where did they get these inner koiches, L'maylam and Ateva? It's a Yerusha from Avraham Avinu. Because it says by Avraham Avinu, Vayoytze Yisoy HaChutza. He took him outside. What's meant HaChutza, Zog Rashi? Hoytzioi mechalol eshaloylam, v'higbioi l'maylam and HaKoychovim. What does that mean, higbioi l'maylam and HaKoychovim? He took him out from the Minig HaTeva, and he brought him up to a Hanhug, which is L'maylam and Derech HaTeva. And this was before Yitzchak and Yaakov were born. So Memeila, this Koyach of Lamailam and Ateva, he gave over to Yitzchak and Yaakov Birush. A Yid Hagam, at the surface, the face of things, he lives with Derech Ateva. Over deep inside, there's hidden Koyaches Lamailam and Ateva. That's by Yoseu Achutza Chutz from his Teva. That's the Peshad over here by Yonos Vayetze Achutza Chutz min Ateva. That chutz that Avraham Avinu was zeichet to, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted him up, l'mayilam and ha-teva, that chutz is the same chutz that Yosef was zeichet to. So I was thinking that it could be Chanukah, the mitzvah is to light the candles outside the door, ha-chutzah, first the pshat to show us that Agam, it looks like a person's confined within the four walls of his house, which is a tevedikah thing. That's where he lives his gashmi, is the gazach. Or be'etzim, he has koiches hachutza, to go beyond his immediate four walls. He has been ingrained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a koyach of l'mayilam and ha-teva, with that koyach of chutza. And it's interesting that Chazal say that by Neres Chanukah, the mezuzah is miyamin, Ner Chanukah is mismoil, and there's one girsa, u'bal habayis mitzuyis, with his tzitzis be'emtza. Each one of those represent chutz miderech hateva. The menorah zikr, l'mayilam and hateva. The mezuzah is on the outside to show us there's an outside force, a higher force that's guarding over this house. The tzitzis, they go beyond. The beged is four-cornered, the four sides, and the tzitzis go l'mayilam from that to show us the koyach of l'mayilam and hateva. So, balabayis metzuyis be'emtza. You have all three of those simonim that go l'mayilam and hateva, and they are all bachutz. Agud Shabbos. It's beyond the four. What?